You know, when the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced, I recall on the Rick Jensen Show some days ago, a spirited debate as to whether certain artists or groups ought to be potentially considered because were they really rock and roll, you know? I guess we have to now concede that it's called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but probably should be a more generic, encompassing name, because it's not true rock and roll, a lot of these groups. It's just the way music has evolved. But that's going to get us to our interview here. What about the latest inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the WDL Newsline from Washington? Travis Andrews covering pop culture for the Washington Post. Travis, so what strikes you about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees and any music styles, genres that were not represented this time?
Well, of the seven inductees, which came from 15 nominees, not one of them was a hip-hop artist. There were no rappers. And LL Cool J was the only rapper nominated. And that's pretty striking, because as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame continues to include music of all genres, there still aren't many rappers in there. There's, I believe, seven or eight inductees from the hip-hop world.
I realize the process for selecting the nominees and the inductees is very complicated. Even reading it from your article, I can't make heads or tails of it. So I guess it would be difficult to determine whether the process discriminates against rap.
It's so confusing. They have now a fan vote, but the Hall of Fame specifically says that has no practical mathematic effect on the outcome. That's a quote. In 2011, John Lando, who manages Bruce Springsteen, and he's also the chair of the Hall's nominating committee, he told the New York Times about the process, quote, "We've done a good job of keeping the proceedings non-transparent. It all dies in the room." So it does feel to a degree that that's intentional to keep it a bit opaque. But at this point, we really don't know how these folks are chosen. We know that over 1,000, quote unquote, previous winners, historians, and members of the music industry vote, but that's about it.
I got to say, personally, the ones I might have thought would have gotten in there that did not, Kraftwerk for some German rock, and then going into disco, Rufus, Chaka Khan, and then finally Todd Rundgren. Of course, a lot of his work is behind the scenes producer. But of the ones that did get in there, what do you think is noteworthy?
Well, one thing that's come up a lot, let's start with Janet Jackson. There's been a push in the past few years for Janet Jackson to be inducted. Obviously, Michael is inducted, but there also always rises the conversation, what is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now? Does it focus on rock and roll? Janet Jackson did not make rock and roll music. She made soul music. She made R&B music. So that's fairly notable. Zombies is another good story. They have been really wanting to be in the Hall of Fame. They've been pretty open about that, and they've been nominated 4 different times, and they finally got in. And finally, I think Radiohead's a pretty interesting story. So you are eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25 years after releasing your first single or your first album. And most of the bands that are inducted and the groups that are inducted every year, it's been a little longer than that.
Yeah.
Now, Radiohead became eligible in 2017, making them by far the youngest band on this list, and that's pretty fascinating. And they were nominated last year, so this is their second nomination in the 2 years they were eligible.
Well, I know there is an argument that you got to be nominated more than once to get in, but of course, just like occasionally a charismatic presidential hopeful, sometimes the first time's the charm. You never know.
And this year it was for 3 different groups, for Stevie Nicks, Roxy Music, and Def Leppard. It should be noted, Stevie Nicks,
yes,
technically is already in from 1998 when Fleetwood Mac was inducted, but as a solo artist, this was her first nomination.
And some of us might say, we'll make room for somebody else who hasn't been in at all. Stevie Nicks already in there by virtue of Fleetwood Mac.
Exactly. And it's amazing the artists that are not in it. Now, that's, after I wrote this article, see a lot of people, adding me on Twitter, things like that, and they're bringing up some really good points. Warren Zevon is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, neither is Harry Nilsson, and that is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Well, getting back to what you talked about earlier, what is rock and roll? Is this now a misnomer if it's just going to be all genres of popular music of the past quarter century or more?
Frankly, I think so. I think it should be named the Popular Music Hall of Fame, something like that. When we're looking at R&B, soul, hip-hop, rap, I think it makes it more interesting. I think it's more inclusive, and I think that's a good thing to do if we're going to really honor popular music. But calling it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just setting yourself up to have that, for people to have that argument every single year. What is rock and roll?
And then we even get to within the realm of general rock, the true rock bluesy artist that started the whole darn thing versus modern rock, classical rock, 70s, 80s, even within the more narrow genre of rock that has changed.
Exactly. You know, are the Sex Pistols a rock and roll band, or are they a punk rock band, right? There's so many distinctions you could make that the argument becomes so much easier if you just remove that from the title of the Hall of Fame and just say popular music.
I would say one genre I think that's been pretty much missing all along, something like jazz fusion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Well, you can't get everybody in. So, of readers' reaction already to the Washington Post, what would be nominated for next time, some of your readers would say?
Oh, it's all over the place. A lot of people were not happy that Todd Rundgren didn't make it in. I saw that an awful lot. Warren Zevon, Harry Nielsen, they both came up several times. It's all over the place. I mean, one thing about this day is the second the names are released, everyone's looking at who isn't in it, right?
And the final point, and Todd Rundgren raises this, somebody like Rundgren says he doesn't especially care and goes back to the definition of the bands in it. And, of course, others, in this case the Zombies, I guess coveted the opportunity.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I've been looking a lot at old interviews with folks who were inducted who maybe didn't seem like someone who would care. And Alice Cooper comes to mind. I think he was asked, and this number might not be exactly right, but it was something like 17 times before he agreed to it. And he always said he didn't think it mattered. And the second he got in, he saw, you know, his old sales spike and kind of people take a renewed interest in Alice Cooper. And he said, well, I see the value. There's something to this.
He sees the value. Very good. Thanks for chatting with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
And this will be our year to a long time to come. Don't let go of my
Alice Cooper, Blast in the Past there.